To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with...
Blake Howard.
And Sophie Lai.
Good morning, Blake Howard of Graffiti with Punctuation.
Good morning, Soph. Good morning, geeks.
Good morning. It is a geeky wide world, and we have plenty to talk about, especially if you're a gaming and film fan.
Yes, we are talking about Lara
Croft
Tomb Raider. But not the, like, campy Angelina Jolie one. The new one with, like, badass, I've been shredded in the gym with Alicia Vikander.
Jesus, she was so shredded.
So, here's a weird thing.
Yep.
I have watched heaps of movies and thought, man, wouldn't it be amazing if this movie had a game?
Yeah.
And like, I'm a Michael Mann obsessive. We've talked about it a couple of times, but like, imagine, you know, I find myself with his movies or like movies of that ilk going, oh, wouldn't it be so cool to play like Red Dead Redemption as a character from Last of the Mohicans, you know, with a musket and a hatchet? Or wouldn't it be awesome if Heat was like a heist game like Grand Theft Auto? Like, wouldn't it be amazing with those characters? To you know, rob stuff. The problem that video game adaptions always have is like I coined a term in a review a couple of years ago, and I just keep using it. It's like, I call it auto redundancy, meaning that you play a rad game, and this film is based off of the 2013 game of the same name, which is kind of like the reboot of the Tomb Raider franchise.
And that one was an origin story of sorts.
Yeah,
as well.
It was an origin story that they hadn't pursued in the games before, and I just feel like I really wonder for hardcore gamers and huge fans of the franchise, and I'm only a passenger. I'm just a person who's, you know, gone through.
Yep.
Whether watching the movie is actually like a lesser experience than playing the game, because although this is a movie that they're taking really seriously, they've got good, you know, great cast, solid director. The screenwriters are clearly doing their work to adapt it as best they can. Tomb Raider is kind of like, it's a very okay film, but I don't know if it is a good film. So I'm slightly conflicted on it. The story, just to give the gist of the synopsis, is that, you know, Lara Croft, who's played by Alicia Vikander, Oscar winner Alicia Vikander, she's been orphaned by her dad, Lord Richard Croft, who's played by Dominic West, McNulty from The Wire, if you're a fan. She's orphaned by him because he doesn't return home from an expedition. And she goes through this tough patch of her life as she sort of denies her inheritance, denies everything that's connected to sort of a well-off life in order to just sort of be in denial, like he has left her. And right at the moment where she sort of surrenders to the fact that he's probably dead, she gets a clue to this expedition, this final thing that he had to go and do. And she discovers that his life's work has been uncovering sort of these mythical stories connected to death. And so in the pursuit of finding her father's last mission and seeing what happened to him, she kind of gets entangled in his last mission. And some other sort of spooky things happen, along with spooky organization known as the Trinity Organization, and Walton Goggins is kind of at that last destination in the secret devil's waters in one of the islands off Japan. So she gets entangled in that. But yeah, there's a lot of things that are really good about this movie, and I don't want to poo-poo it, because it's really difficult when you're talking about a movie that's just solid. And it is absolutely solid. I think Vikander does a good job, and I think there are some really cool stunts. I think that sometimes the CGI money is like, how do we show that we don't have great special effects in this? We make it dark as hell so people can't take notice. But overall, I think there's some really powerful moments. I think there's some great emotional moments. It wasn't a very fun movie, Soph. I didn't really smile except for an amazing moment where Nick Frost comes in as a cheeky proprietor of a pawn shop and sort of flirts with Alicia Vikander. It's like one of the only beautiful moments of relief and levity in the movie. And so, yeah, Tomb Raider, you know, in summation, is a very solid film. If you like the 2013 reboot of the game, I'm guessing that you're going to really dig this. I don't know enough about the whole franchise. I'm not as big a fan as others to tell you what's out there. But I know that the game is like really bone rattling and bone jarring, and Vikander definitely does, you know, gets a go at that. And I think it's really fun. But also the massive problem that this has as a movie adaption that makes it sort of dampens the fun is every single video game adventure, archaeological, Tomb Raider character is an Indiana Jones ripoff. And when you take it from the game and you put it on the screen, the ripoffness stands out. And so there are also massive chunks of this movie I have a massive problem with because they're essentially lifted from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. And they're nowhere near as fun as Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. So look, it's solid. I'll forgive them their homage. I don't know. What did you think, Soph?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a solid film, as you mentioned. A very solid action film.
Yeah.
Barely any levity. And, like, you know, the slight bit of levity, like, aside from Nick Frost, there was, like, her time on the boat with Lu Ren, who's played by the amazing Daniel Wu. It was like, oh, look at this. This is fun.
Then, yes.
And then suddenly it was just, like, grim, 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 grim. But overall, like, I enjoyed it thoroughly. Much better than probably the Angelina Jolie one.
They were very camp fun. The first one was camp and fun.
Yeah.
The second one was pretty garbage, but the first one was pretty
camp. They were camp fun, but also they were all very catered to the male gaze. They're like, let's just, you know, highlight her ass and her tits for a bit longer. This was just like, you know, full just strength coming from Alicia Vikander, which I really enjoyed. I had a few issues. I'm like, girl, you cannot run that fast without food, like 2 days without food. And then when she just like goes, I'm going to go on a rescue mission. I'm like, you don't have any supplies. This is, what are you doing?
She has a backpack. Yeah, no, I agree.
She threw the backpack down and just started running in the forest.
And look, she does take a battering, you know, and the 2013 game, as I said before, has been described to me as like a grisly experience. Like people who've played that game have described to me that if you like take a stack in that game where you fall off a waterfall, the game makes you fall down the waterfall and then watch a twitching body, blood spurting and dying. Like it really shows you the consequence. Obviously it doesn't get to that level in this movie because she gets battered, but it's the same thing. Like I think at one hand, they do a really fantastic job of kind of doing the John McClane with her. They show that she gets beaten up.
Yep.
They show that she takes hits. They show that she gets all bloodied and punctured and needs DIY surgery. But then at other parts in the movie, she's like running through a collapsing cave and the worst thing that happens is she gets dust in her hair. And it's just like, there's a weird balance they're trying to strike.
It's because at the beginning, like, you know, they show her getting beaten up in her, like, hometown of London. So you're like, oh, she's not infallible, right?
Yeah.
She can get beaten up. And then there's that bloody scene at the end. I'm like, when did she become Superwoman between then and now?
Yeah, it's a hard, look, and the reason I would say, this is what I say, it's a hard balance to strike. And some actors get away with that kind of BS, like The Rock. In some movies, or Vin Diesel, like where, like in the Fast and Furious movies, they just make up physics, like things don't exist. You barely even get a bruise.
Oh yeah, like running a car off a submarine.
Yes,
that's still the greatest.
Still good. But look, I don't want to poo-poo Lara Croft because I actually think that Tomb Raider, the best thing that Tomb Raider did was create the possibility of a platform for more Tomb Raider movies.
Yeah.
And I think that if anything, it leaves you hopeful that there's going to be more. But as an origin story, as Soph said, there's not a lot of levity. It is quite grim. It is quite hardcore. It does lose its way in some ways where like it doesn't quite get the nail the pace of like, they want to show how she becomes the awesome heroine that is Lara Croft Tomb Raider that we know from the game. Mm. But at the same time, you know, it's like at the beginning of the film, for example, she runs into a cop car on a push bike. And then later on, she's launching herself through a cave and like landing with one hand and catching it with like a hook, which is in all the trailers. And it's just, it's like,
how do you get up skills so quickly when you have no rest, no food?
Like, have a puncture wound in your side.
Yeah. It just like, oh. Like,
there's a few things in there. It's just a bit, yeah.
What?
but it's
a solid film.
It's solid. It's solid. Without blowing your socks off, it's solid.
Well, the one thing I was really excited was to see Asian male. Hey, film.
Asian male. Badass.
That wasn't like, you know, that wasn't a stereotypical villain.
No, wasn't a moustache-twirling villain.
And he wasn't just, you know, part of the gang. Like, actually solid character.
He was, and...
I just wish they used him more because then they just, like, had it, like, introduced him as a great character and then it was just like, where'd you go? Where
yeah, Daniel Wu, a bit underutilized, like, great in concept, but just bland on execution, I think. So, yeah, Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
I'm sorry to end. I just want to say I'm sorry again to the listeners that it's a conflicted review. Because we want you to see this one.
It is. Like, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. It was just not funny.
No, it was not funny. There are two really great funny bits.
And they're the beginning of the film. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Don't expect any laughs after, like, the first act.
Yeah, it gets gritty. But we'd be super interested to hear from you if you dig it. Or if you don't. Or if you hate us with the fiery passion of a thousand suns for ruining your first lady of gaming.
Soz.
Hashtag Sozzles.
We also have our podcast on the iTunes and every good podcast player, Gaggle of Geeks. Look it up.
Yes. Subscribe, rate, review, and reach out to Soph at Soph_light or me at Blake is Batman on the Twitters or always at 2SER on the Twitter sphere as well because that's where we like to hang.
Hang a lot there.
Mm.
It's a fun place.
I like Twitter. It is not the death trap that most people say that it is.
You get some gold moments on Twitter.
Mm.
Some very woke moments.
Yeah. The woke is strong.
And some very great arguments that you just keep following the thread and you're like, cool. Oh, this has escalated. Where are we going now?
Mostly you find awesome peeps.
But you find a lot of awesome peeps.
Yeah.
But till next time, Blake.
Bye.